Twank.
Yes.
10 times more addictive than other.
Marijuana.
Yeah.
Listen, marijuana.
We can start.
I think they can say that.
We can
start. No, I always thought they said something else, like cocaine.
No.
Is it marijuana?
Yeah, it's marijuana. I don't know how many times we have to start a podcast when you question the legitimacy.
Oh, I tried.
Bailed. 10 seconds in. Bailed.
For any longer.
Well, we have an audience of possibly five people that will listen to
us. We have five whole people listening to us.
Yeah, well.
Well, minus James and Chris.
We're looking at two people.
Two listeners.
All three listeners.
Excellent.
Oh, fuck.
You know, make it three, guys.
Yes.
Make it three.
Okay.
Shoot for the stars.
Okay. Go. Who are you?
I am.
Who am I? Who are you? Happy Brewster, remember?
I'm the guy that owns the laptop.
No, okay. I name drop.
I summarize this. I was thinking about it. Mike's the smart one.
Am I?
Yeah, you're the one that comes you're the one that comes up with the relevant points.
We're in bad.
James is the one who has the knowledge of comic stuff. I'm honestly the guy that presses record. I have no valid points whatsoever.
Okay, alright, so
I'm Chris.
You're Chris.
I'm Mike.
And I'm James.
And this is probably the last podcast that will come from this room.
Oh, that's true. Maybe.
Because we're going to fuck this place up when we leave. We're going to smash it to pieces.
Yep. Fuck
unless I come back to it.
Yeah. Okay. Alright.
Cool. Which would make more sense.
It would make more sense.
As opposed to us travelling.
He made it be easy.
Yeah.
To take a 15 minute train journey to Bristol.
Yes. But there's two of us.
Yes.
Makes more sense.
Alright, fine.
Think it through with your brain.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
So.
What were you talking about?
Well, let's summarise and then we'll just delve in.
Okay, so I think following on from last week, where we watched Lethal Weapon?
Loaded Weapon.
Loaded Weapon. Which was the spoof of the 80s and stuff like that. We watched first Kung Fury,
which was great.
Which is equally a spoof of those kind of films, and was a brilliant way to spend half an hour.
Yes, it was. Even though the sun glare made it impossible to see anything.
Yeah, we were in a...
Except for a T-Rex.
We watched it in a conservatory, which is frankly just...
Not the finest
viewing
situation.
It's the one day I complain about having light.
I hate light.
Summer's here, guys. Hay fever is like accompanied it.
Yeah.
So we should specify that
James is dying.
I'm in a corner.
Mike is unemployed.
Yep.
And is now afraid of.
And is a full time alcoholic.
You've always been a full time alcoholic.
But now it's my job.
What do you get paid in?
Paid in drink.
Regrets.
Lost memories.
Lost memories and time months.
Yeah.
So we watched Kung Fury, then we watched Samurai Cop. We've also watched the Fallout 4 trailer.
Yeah. Which is very 80s.
And there are also some topics that I assume we'll talk about.
I assume we will.
Because I've got some.
Okay.
I've got some ready.
So you're the guy that brings topics. You don't
Exactly. You plan it the most. You plan this.
It's because I have nothing to talk about. So I'm just like, if I bring the topics, then I can let you guys talk for a bit, and I'll sit back.
Fair enough.
Well, let's start with Samurai Cop.
Yes. Let's start with Samurai Cop.
I don't know how I've never watched this film before, considering how long we've been watching bad movies.
Yep. It is one of the most legendary bad movies that exists right now, I think.
I have never heard of it before. Yeah. So,
I might have heard
but I don't watch bad movies like you guys do. Not actively watch bad movies.
Don't go out of your way to watch.
No,
just horrible.
Oh god, this was
poorly produced.
This was
offensive. Sex.
Yeah.
Just awful.
I want to say that the sex scenes in this film were like stupider than.
In all fairness, they didn't have sex. They just sort of groped each other a little bit.
They make out in their underwear.
Yeah.
And I guess sex is implied?
Yes. That's true. In only the fashion that the 80s possibly could.
Well, I compared it to the sex scenes in Ride to Hell, where the character, Jake or whatever he's called, is like supposed to have sex with people, but they're all clearly wearing clothes. This was kind of the same thing, but it doesn't get
but
to the point where
underwear.
Where sex is supposed to be happening. They're just kind of laying on top of each other like two slabs of meat. And kind of putting their mouths near each other's mouths. And there's one with a fat Asian guy with...
Was he? Oh, yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they, like, come at the window and they're like, hey, you're under arrest. And he's like, oh, fuck, and runs out of his little suitcase.
Why would you ever go, hey, you're under arrest, without understanding that a door needs to be opened?
Because, oh, yeah, you're a samurai character.
Well, in this film, they were like, hey, freeze, and then they shoot you, go straight for the headshot.
Yeah. Freeze! Bam! Self-defense!
It's kind of like LA Cops nowadays, isn't it?
Topical.
Except none of these guys.
Nothing's changed in 25 years.
If we were to
in all fairness, there are a lot of them were Chinese and Japanese, though, yeah, so it was like, still racist. Just
as we noticed, very ethnically diverse.
Yeah.
Japanese.
I really wanted a Russian gang in this, because like the big fat guy with the ponytail definitely could have been
definitely
Russian.
Definitely looks Russian.
You know what would happen to him though? He just gets his head cut off with a car door. That's what happens to all Russian gang members.
Either that or you just die in a sewer off screen.
Oh yeah.
After being shot countless times.
Doesn't
beaten
matter.
To a pulp.
Doesn't matter. These guys can take any amount of shots before the director says, I think you should fall down now.
They can take at least 5 shots before falling down the stairwell.
It's like they forget their moments as much as they forget their lines.
Oh, there's so much fundamentally wrong with the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if someone flubs a line and says, Japanese... You say,
it's totally acceptable to continue.
You say, all right, Kevin, we're going to redo that. I think you know why.
No, why?
You said Japanese.
I have a speech impediment. I don't know why you're drawing attention to it.
Why did we hire you, Kevin?
I put this on my CV, and I specifically said...
How are you getting work? Why have we hired you?
People are a lot more understanding of my issue than you are. You are a terrible, terrible person, Amir Shaban.
Amir Shaban, or...
Is that his name?
It's definitely Amir something.
Yes. I'm not being insensitive. I'm just drawing on the minimal memory I have. On... Was it on par with Loaded Weapon? Below? Above?
Oh, got it. Like, Loaded Weapon... Like, Samuel L. Jackson made Loaded Weapon into such a good film.
Yes.
There was nothing close to that. That was even so bad it was good. There was nothing like that.
Although, to be fair, in a similar vein, the black guy in it was probably the funniest.
Yeah, he probably was.
Love Frank.
But unintentionally, I think.
Yeah.
I really don't think anyone was trying to be anything in this.
Well, that's the thing. I watched an interview with...
There were interviews?
Yeah, I watched an interview with... I think it's called... this is weird because we know someone with this name, but Matt Holland.
Matt Holland.
Who...
He's probably one of the three listeners.
Yeah,
listeners.
He might be actually, but is the guy who plays Samurai Cop is called I think Matt Holland. Someone Hannon. Hannon?
Matt Hannon.
Okay, right.
Okay, scrub that.
Yeah.
Matt. Matt Hannon. Yeah, there was an interview with him in which he was kind of explaining just generally.
I'm alive.
He did that, and then he did this full on interview and was explaining kind of scene by scene. They were just asking him about. Stuff that happened. It was like you could tell being in it that it was a car crash, and it got to the point where they were kind of having fun. Like the bits where the black guy's looking down the camera.
So many times.
Like, fuck me. Oh, jeez.
And things where it's like, why'd you go under the fence? I'm an undercover cop. They were just like, yeah, we just made shit up. It was fucking dumb.
I was going to play Havoc on the speakers, James. I hope you know.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Sabotage.
Tough eyes.
He's trying to cover up the snorting sound of his
face. Yeah, I'm not feeling good. I think that film fucking did me in.
Not though. Samurai Commons.
The first film to give hay fever.
No, I mean, I've been feeling bad all day, and then, like, the last hour, I was just like, oh, I'm slowly dying in the corner here.
It's terrible. Right. This is going to have to be our shortest podcast ever.
No, I'll be fine.
James, last one was like 2.5 hours.
Yeah, that's true.
last one was epic in every sense of the word.
Mostly failed.
It was
failed.
It was the same length as Mad Max.
It was longer.
Yeah,
Mad Max is just 2 hours.
Maybe the same length as The Dark Knight. Which was...
Yeah.
By the way, I went to see Mad Max again.
So the third time?
Yeah.
When did you see it?
The Odeon, a couple of days ago.
Really?
My brother, yeah. So good.
I feel we talked enough about Mad Max.
You know, we didn't, because I actually listened to it again, and I don't think I talked about the dialogue and all the, like, what they say and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I was explaining to my brother about
okay,
well, why they say mediocre and all that kind of stuff.
Mediocre.
Well, let's face it, Samurai Cop is a very shallow topic to cover.
But I'd like to talk about Kung Fury, because Kung Fury was awesome.
Mm, that was very self-aware.
Yes.
Kung Fury, the bit at the end where he just, like, took out 50 million Nazis in a Street Fighter game, that was amazing.
That was good.
Yeah, so Kung Fury is essentially a parody of those kind of films, where it's just so poorly and exploitationally made.
But, like, knowing, like, totally knowing.
Yeah, that was completely self-aware. It was made in the last couple of years. I can't remember the guy's name, but he wrote, directed, and, well, he didn't finance it because he was a Kickstarter thing. But they took it to Cannes and everything. It was at Cannes this year.
Was it really?
Yeah, there's videos of him, like, at Cannes doing Kung Fury stuff, and it's hilarious. But yeah, they've really made...
How much was it?
That's $600,000.
Yeah.
Wow.
Which is not really a lot, like...
For what they had, though, they did a pretty damn good job.
Yeah.
Yeah, great. I mean...
The dinosaur effects look better than the Jurassic Park trailer.
I mean, almost every shot, nearly, is green screened.
Yeah.
So it's kind of got that going for it. The kind of 30-minute film format is acceptable. Like,
it was like a TV episode, wasn't it? I think like what really did me in about Samurai Cop, whatever, fucking hell, so long. It felt so long.
Oh yeah.
I mean, it might be because I was suffering with hay fever, but Jesus Christ.
How many times did he actually use a samurai sword?
Once.
Twice. There's a bit in the car park where he chops someone's arm off.
And then there's
the fight at the end.
And then they have some bullshit about, like, oh, he's got to commit
Also, I pointed this out while we were filming, like, there's a bit where it's like, yeah, he was trained by the ancient masters in Japan. Yeah. He speaks fluent Japanese.
Never did it in film.
He never speaks Japanese.
Except he mispronounced the one guy's name as fucking
Kubo. He turns up to the restaurant and it's like, you're fucking Kubo, fucker. Yeah. It's like, yep, fluent Japanese. He knows what he's doing.
So good.
I still don't understand why Frank was shot on a different day.
They just filmed it on different days, and literally, Amir, the director, was just like, because he was obsessed with like comedic moments. It's why the nurse bit is in there. It was supposed to be like a comedic break where the nurse has a go at him about his penis. And
do you like what you see?
Do you like what you see?
Do you like to touch what you see?
Do you want to fuck me?
Your penis isn't large enough for me.
No, I like bigger.
He says something about would you prefer a jumbo jet?
Would a woman prefer a jumbo jet?
In her vag?
Pretty sure not.
No.
Pretty sure not.
If we put it to a vote.
Do you remember that thing on Twitter where a lady did that?
What, put a jumbo jet?
Like one of those little mini ones that you get on airplanes, she put it in her vag.
Oh, you're subscribing to like different people than I am.
I only remember this because it was while I was working as a journalist for a very short amount of time.
This was your research, was it?
Yeah, this story popped up about a lady whose whole Twitter account is mainly her putting toys and stuff in her vagina.
Does she take them out, or do they just collect?
No, I don't think she stores them in there. I think she just, you know... puts them up there for a bit.
But, I mean...
takes a picture. And...
the first third but of a jumbo jet is quite phallic.
Yep.
I can understand that. But then the wings...
That's the thing. I think the story was the wings got caught. And she just has... she just...
I'm not sure what to add to this.
Obviously had... not more wings.
She just had the tail of a jumbo jet.
Like, I should ask questions about how big was this jumbo jet. Because... In my mind, it's like, what, like, on a podcast, it's like size-wise, but like...
that much.
A
foot, okay.
So, I'm thinking like a die-cast metal.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, like a little Thunderbird toy.
One that's only like, I don't know, half an inch thick.
Like, say a finger, let's put it that way.
Yeah, a finger.
I don't know if it was like a Buzz Lightyear situation, where you then press a button and the wings go...
Oh, dude.
And she was just like, oh no, I made a mistake. And like, the button's already in there.
Because that's not
my pelvic wall. Oh.
That's how planes work. The wings come out.
Yeah.
It's just a fuselage on wheels.
Yeah.
you have an easy jet guy just suck that like soup lots of
doing
that. Just putting up the wheel.
How did we get onto this?
Yeah, what are we talking about?
Okay, yeah, what are we talking about? I don't even know. There's
someone who's
Samurai Cop. Yeah, what are we talking about?
I don't know.
Well, the nurse is talking about jumbo jet going into her vagina. And I was like,
yes, would you prefer a jumbo jet?
The point where she couldn't even not look at the camera or like hold a straight face.
The amount of fourth wall breaks in this were
the guy beforehand when they're going into the room and like it just this immediate cut of his face just staring into the camera and reading his lines. Oh, it's magical. Absolutely magical.
That said, I was thinking watching the film, this film breaks so many boundaries. There was definitely no three-act structure in this.
No.
There was a, like, 8-act structure with 5 different sex scenes put in. I was watching about, but this one makes no sense. They actually make no
sense. Little plots that get attached to each other.
Out of all the sex scenes, which one would have the most relevance to the plot?
None of them. Not a single one of them.
I want to say the first one purely because it was like, hey, he's having sex with Peggy, but he's a bit of a, you know, a bit of a twat. He'll have sex with anybody.
Yeah.
But he treated Peggy like shit. But.
Yeah.
But Peggy was also up for anything. They were casual.
Keep it warm, bitch.
Yeah, keep it warm.
Keep it warm.
Which is now our catchphrase.
Keep it warm podcast. This needs to be a splinter offshoot. We're keeping it warm.
Keep it up. I'll keep it up if you keep it warm. Okay.
Wink.
Wink. Oh, wink and point.
This film was so 80s. Jeez.
It was fantastic.
I must say, I do like the idea of...
Not a condom in sight.
That's the 80s for me.
Yeah.
True.
Anyway, the less we talk about 80s, the better. I don't know. If there's anyone...
20 minutes, we're dead. Let's go. Let's be able to fall out.
Well, just before we do... I have to say, out of all the bad films I watched, Samurai Cop was actually one of the most watchable.
I was thinking when we completed it, we watched it, like, why did we finish that and not, say, Battlefield Earth?
Because Battlefield Earth was...
I think Battlefield Earth was trying to be
serious.
Okay.
It was, wasn't it? It was, there was a genuine...
And there was people of talent working on it. I don't think anyone here is
any of these people. Like, you go on the IMDb page and it's mostly just blank avatars for most of the actors.
Yes.
This is just hilarious. Like,
it was great.
But you're right. Like, definitely, like, at the beginning I was kind of like, were they trying to make a serious film? And then you could see that they realised.
There's definitely a point where they're just
having fun with it.
Yeah.
But yeah.
But also not talented enough to have fun with it and make it good.
Not do a Samuel Jackson.
No.
Samurai Jack.
Samurai Jackson.
But anyway, let's move on to Fallout 4. Which we said we wanted at E3, didn't we, last week?
What was this?
We wanted it to appear at E3.
Yeah.
Right, and so it's appeared 2 weeks
and it
early.
Still will, because this trailer didn't show anything.
Well, you know, this was interesting. When I first started watching it, the back and forth between the dog exploring the house and...
The, like, back in the past.
Yeah.
Post-nuclear.
I was looking at it, I was like, man, all these years later and the graphics are still shit.
Yeah.
And then, then it changed, and I was like, oh, actually, this actually looks pretty damn good.
Nowhere on that trailer, I mean, it might be because I was not paying attention in the super world, but no one on that trailer didn't say in-game footage, did it?
No, it didn't. No, that's
very
true.
So what was that?
Well, there was
because some bits of it looked like pre-rendered, and some bits looked like a shit game.
But there was...
Like, it could have been from the gameplay.
There were, like, maybe, like, ghouls that were attacking you. Yeah. And that definitely looked like in-game footage.
Yeah.
But like you say, it could just be pre-rendered.
But it also, at the end, it said PS4, Xbox One, PC.
That's
a no-last generation.
Shit.
I don't know, it can't possibly look as bad as Fallout 3.
No.
It can't.
But it didn't look good. If that was supposed to be actual gameplay that you're playing.
It can't be.
It looked okay, don't get me wrong, it looks alright. But
the thing is...
It's still like really cartoon, well not really cartoon, but slightly cartoony
but
look.
But then again, like, I feel Fallout 3, and to some extent Skyrim on consoles...
They look shit.
Yeah, they do look shit, but it doesn't matter.
Because yeah,
secondary...
Yeah, you're not, you know, it's not supposed to be, you know, like Crysis or anything.
Well, when do you think it's going to drop?
Because the last
well, that's time... what I mean. Like this trailer didn't show anything. It just showed that they're working on it. For all we know, they might show something at E3, and it's out in 2017.
I'm gonna.
Like, yeah. They didn't show anything. There was no date at the end.
I'm gonna say now. November this year.
Well, don't get me wrong. I think it will be this year. I don't think it'll be November this year, though.
That's their window. Just if it's not this year, they've got to wait a whole another year.
No, I think they'll drop in January. You know.
I don't know.
This game is big enough to survive that.
It's definitely big enough, but I reckon they want to go for Christmas.
What's coming out in November, between September and early November, like first week of November, there's so many fucking games coming out.
Well, it's going to be more, is
it? I mean, don't get me wrong, if we bring it out in that time, it will be the biggest game, probably apart from maybe Call of Duty or FIFA.
What is it, Black Ops 3 this year?
Yeah, Black Ops 3, there'll be a Mad Max game, which...
Assassin's Halo Creed, 5 right? this year?
Halo 5.
Syndicate. Is that coming out this
year? Yeah, Syndicate comes out... I think it's last week of October or first week of November or something like that. There'll be a Just Cause game. Which is going to get
for Speed coming out this year? That I saw.
Not this year. I think that's back. Okay. I think that's March. I think. Okay. But
so it's got a lot to contend with.
Yeah, I think they'll bring it out any time and it'll be a success.
Because
people are hungry for it because it's been 4 years since Skyrim.
Yeah, and it's been what 7 years since Fallout 3.
Yeah.
I think the last painful Fallout was
New
4
Vegas.
Or so years.
Yeah.
I still think New Vegas sucked ass. Dead air.
Dead air! I haven't played it. It looked kind of cool, though.
I wanted to like it. I really did, but...
I know a lot of people say it's better than the first than 3.
I don't know.
But like...
I don't affiliate
myself. I'm not going to buy it.
What, Fallout 4?
I will buy it eventually, maybe. But
you're not going to get
it.
No. I want it so bad. Yeah. I don't care if what they
should... You're not enjoying The Witcher, though, so... You really ready for another open world?
Yeah, because the Bethesda, I've played... So, I play Fallout 3, and I play Skyrim, and I played Oblivion. The way they do open world works for me better, because... It's just kind of like, I'm allowed to just go off. The Witcher, you're kind of... It is open world, but it's 5 sections of open world.
Right, okay.
It's not like you can just walk from one place to another. And within those...
March up a hillside and then watch things tumble down it. And
exactly.
Take your horse. Yeah.
But,
which, by the way, there was horses in Skyrim. Do you think there'll be cars in Fallout 4?
No.
Really?
No.
They've got to do something new. They've got to do something new.
They will, but I don't think it'll be with travel.
I don't know, everything I saw in it, I was like, well, it's going back to Fallout 3, but not even 4. There was nothing new in that trailer.
Yeah.
Apart from they showed you the world before the nuclear apocalypse, which I don't need to see.
You know the bit with where it's the dog running around? Which kind of looks
nothing about this trailer excited me, I'm going to say that right.
Yeah. The only reason
it excites me that the game's coming out.
All it needed to do was exist.
Yeah.
You know the scene where it's this dog just going through the woods.
Yeah.
The first thought that came to my head was Ellie in Last of Us.
But okay, yeah.
I mean, it's just purely the setting.
If they try and go the serious route, I don't think Fallout will last.
No, it definitely wouldn't.
It can't compare to the Last.
They're not going to try it.
No, Fallout kind of exists in that kind of like crazy. You can fuck shit up right away.
You can really accomplish the same thing that Last of Us did.
No way you would get close
it's
to that.
It's too.
The whole point is you devoid from your character.
I think the trailer also pointed that as well, because you've still got like the whole thing with showing the post or pre-apocalyptic showing.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, there's this weird culture that existed before.
It's 1950s kind of nuclear
but
era.
But going back to the whole I would be straight on Fallout 4 but not Witcher is with Witcher the problem is I've delved into it, and I've really enjoyed the point that I've got to now. But the problem is, as soon as I'm presented with a new place, because all the side quests are presented on noteboards in different towns, and I'll just, like, I'll rack them up. Yeah, exactly. Just take them straight away.
Yeah.
And then my map is just loaded with question marks. And also the main quest that I'm on at the moment, I don't know if it's a glitch or I'm just being stupid. I'm guessing the latter, judging by my previous encounters with Mass Effect. But, the main quest storyline, there's not for some reason, a definitive path I have to take to follow it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that's just the way the game flows.
I think so, but online they seem to say differently. Oh, okay. It's like if you read the particular book, then a marker will appear on your map, and then you go to that, and then you
can carry.
But for some reason, that hasn't happened for me.
Okay.
The last couple of days I've come home from work, and I've been like, you know what, I'll chuck on Witcher 3, and I'll delve into it. And then just before I put my PS4 on, I was like, you know what?
It's too much hassle.
Yeah, I don't think I have the effort. Are you going for more beer, Mike?
Beer and pee.
Can you bring me back a beer?
Yes.
Thank you.
yeah, it's interesting. Like, nothing about Fallout 4 excited me. Which...
It is purely
I still have show. 3 to finish, although I've put a lot of hours into 3. I just haven't finished it.
Mm.
I don't particularly want to do New Vegas because it's glitchy as fuck and...
So is Fallout 3, though.
Fallout 3 never glitched for me, but I've heard so much about Vegas that I just don't even want to try.
There's a glitch in Fallout 3 where you can skip a massive chunk of the main story missions.
Hmm. I'm more worried about just falling through walls.
Well...
That doesn't happen. Nothing like that has happened to me.
This was really annoying. You know how you're quite keen on platinum games, aren't you?
I don't
from time... Well, from time
yeah,
to time.
Yeah, like if I enjoyed the game.
Yeah. So, when I got the expansions for Fallout 3, I was playing The Pit.
Right.
And one of the achievements is to collect 100 ingots. I won't give you the context because it's fucking boring.
Right.
With it. But essentially, I got 99.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last one was in this factory at such
and
a point.
It's locked off to you once you leave it or something, I'm sure.
It glitches out. So you have to climb across this roof, and every time you walk across it, you just fall through the landscape. And you just
that's
couldn't
annoying.
Get it. I would have been fine if I was like, that was the first one I was going to get. I'd be like, you know what, this is
my yeah. Game. But when you've collected the rest of them, that's a bit shit.
I know what you mean, though. I know that it's like it's just a trailer, and it's what we were expecting, yeah?
I feel like it's really telling that they didn't announce anything with the trailer. There was
no
date
really
for it.
Yeah.
Like, I know that they want to. It's to drum up people to watch the conference at E3.
But people are going to watch it anyway. Like,
I think a lot more people will watch it now. Now they know that that's going to be there, and they'll probably show more of the game because, I have my doubts that any of that was in-game footage.
Mm,
I really do.
Maybe
nothing on that looked like it, anyone was playing.
Yeah, but like we were saying, it does. The reason it wasn't...
Even if the graphics look shit, I don't think it was, like...
No.
I don't want a representative of the graphics running on PC. I want to see someone playing it on PS4 or Xbox One and see what it looks like and what it handles like.
Oh.
Drink?
Ale.
Now I can't even talk about... I'll vamp for a minute.
What's happening?
Oh, we were talking about Fallout 4.
Oh,
yes. Just got up and left.
I got the wrong beer somehow.
Oh, okay.
All right. No,
it was the wrong Nuke Cola.
but
there's a side thing to this as well. I don't think I'm done with open world for a while, at least, so I don't see myself playing.
Oh, yeah.
I think I'll do Batman this year, and that'll probably be it.
And that's quite a weak open world.
Yeah, exactly.
But I was going to say, they kind of played heavily on the whole nostalgia of Fallout 3 in this one, like the guy coming out of the vault and running into the dog and stuff.
And
like
I kind of missed Fallout 3 when it came out because I wasn't playing games. So it's probably going to work for a lot of people, but it doesn't work for me.
I'm really excited.
The trailer's pretty similar as well, where it starts off kind of zoomed in on the TV set and slowly comes out to reveal.
Didn't really do anything new. Like,
yeah.
It doesn't have to though, does it? It just needs to exist.
Suppose not.
That's all anyone wants it to. Just to,
I don't know.
Just
I, mean, like, I think yes, I get that, and they've got a good brand going of what people expect in the game. But I also think games have moved on a little bit. They need to show something new.
Yeah.
They need to make a leap forward in some kind of way without pissing off the people who like the game.
I think you are right, but with a game
like the fact that they didn't—I know it's a teaser trailer, but they didn't show anything. And I know they want you to watch the conference now, but
maybe that's what you feel.
Maybe, but I think like until we see that, we can only speculate.
When is E3?
2 weeks.
Time? 2 weeks time, yeah.
See, I just think this is just, it's just something to wait.
You need to see something new. Like, if the game is just like an up-resed new world,
it is going to be shit.
They need something stronger than that. Really
well, at least they didn't wait the 2 weeks to just do it there.
Can you imagine E3 was just them really
If they just showed this at E3, they'd be fucked.
I mean, literally all they would have needed to do at E3 was probably like just do their thing, like pad it out with a whole load of other stuff, and just at the end
the only way they would have saved themselves if shit the game's out in 8 weeks and then people are just okay on it. But if the game's out, if the game is out in January, they need to show something to make people pre-order the game. Like, something needs... They need to have a new mechanic in the game or something cool.
But there is a massive group of people that will just pre-order it.
Yeah, I'm sure there are, but for me...
I think it's what E3 will be.
Showing gameplay footage and...
But, saying that... I mean, we were saying last week...
But continue.
But if... They've shown this footage, the teaser trailer for Fallout 4, which means that come E3, when Bethesda do their presentation, they've got more Fallout 4 to show, which is what everyone's going to kind of want.
Yep.
But then there's also opportunities to show maybe a new Elder Scrolls.
Yeah.
Or a new Dishonored.
Completely possible.
I don't think they're going to just... Can't just be four.
But I think they would have done. I think if that was the case, they would have done it the other way around. Where they would have said, like, they would have announced now, like, "Hey, Dishonored 2 is coming out," and then they would have preoccupied most of their E3 footage with that, and then just left Fallout 4 as a sucker punch at the end. Like,
well, that in that respect,
but clearly they
by that logic, it would mean that they've got something bigger to end their conference with.
Yeah, no, that's why this is kind of taking me by surprise. I'm kind of in... I was surprised when it was like, oh yeah, it's going to be announced in how many hours, and I was like, really? They're not going to
wait
till, you know, just 2 weeks' time and do a big thing there? But that's the only thing I can think of where it's... They've announced it now, and they're going to have the trailer out for 2 weeks, people are going to get excited about it, then they'll come out at E3 and have proper gameplay footage... And as James kind of said, hopefully demonstrating new stuff, new mechanics, and
what would you like to see, or not like to see? Because obviously in Fallout, you haven't played it, have you?
No.
So in Fallout 3, they have the VATS system, which is where
you target the head.
Yeah,
the
you can
arms.
Target. Yeah. And like it was a bit of a, it was quite divisive, I guess. But I quite liked it, even though it was. In essence, a turn-based way
it's
of doing
quite an
that.
Iconic thing now as well.
Yeah. I quite enjoyed it.
Like, you associate images of Fallout with the bat system.
Yeah.
And the...
I don't know. I guess it might be a little archaic in terms of this new game. I mean, James, we were saying about, do you reckon they'll keep the bat system or they'll... in Fallout?
I don't think they will, to be honest. But like, I know there's a lot of speculation they're going to make it into a first-person shooter, pretty much. But I think they'll change it because they changed Skyrim between that and Oblivion.
I don't know. It's just
I don't think you'll be stopping time and shit.
The shooting was so bad.
Or they'll revamp it so that's not necessary. Because you needed to play the game like that, otherwise
The reason I used VATS was because the shooting mechanics were so shit.
Yeah, whereas I don't think the shooting mechanics in this game will be that bad.
They'll be able to make it unmanageable.
But then again, like, I mean, in the trailer you see Deathclaws, and Deathclaws are, like, the hardest thing in the game.
Yeah.
And the only way you could take those out was if you had time to be like, freeze time and be like, okay, this is their weakest point, I'm going to use this.
And roll the dice.
Run away or load my game if it doesn't go well. I don't know, part of me wants that system to come back because, like you say, it was kind of iconic. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it would be nice to have something new.
I think they have to change it. It was archaic.
You know what I want more than anything? A good voice cast.
Yeah,
Well, there was a voice in the trailer that I recognised. Who was that?
It's not Ron Perlman again. I know he's gone, isn't he? Real someone.
I can't tell you, to be honest.
Yeah.
I don't think it'll be as overtly Hollywood actors as it was before.
Liam Neeson!
Yeah.
Liam Neeson was the only big name in that game, wasn't it?
They usually reserve for like one big name. Like, who was it in Skyrim? It was
Max von Sydow, was it?
Was it?
Oh, no, Christopher Plummer.
Plummer, it was Plummer, yeah.
And in Oblivion, it was Sean Bean and Patrick Stewart.
Mm.
And Terrence Stamp as well.
Yeah.
Oh, really? What?
He was, what's he called? The guy who's, like, Mehrunes Dagon's little bitch. Oh, what's he called? Macarena. Something Cameron or...
James?
David Cameron. Yeah. He was in Oblivion.
I never played those games, so... Let's put it this way. I hope they don't do a Destiny and they get all these big name actors or like well-known actors in and they pay them a shitload and they do like four lines of dialogue. Dinklage, Nye, there's other people in it as well. I'm just like, they don't really say much, so just get good voice actors that you pay a lot and they do a lot of... Get that one guy who voices
like every game. What's his name?
Joel.
Get him to do everything.
Mancar Cameron, that was his name.
Who?
Mancar Cameron. That was terrible.
So do a lot of lines of dialogue, because I think this game will be really... I think people are expecting, like, a very dense world.
Yes.
But like you say,
I don't think you'll get away with the cheap tricks that they did in the previous game, where you walk for a while and you don't actually have a conversation with anyone. I don't think they'll get away with that.
It's got to have something different. Because I was enamoured with the trailer and I was like, yes, Fallout 4 is happening. It's concrete. It's going to come out at some point. It's like it's in the world now.
Yeah.
It does just look like Fallout 3.
Yeah. No, it didn't look like...
It's just a polished
returning to a well, for sure.
It kind of looked like a HD remake.
Yeah. Which I'm not enamoured by.
kicking the balls if they're just like, Half-Life 3 remastered.
Half-Life 3 is Half-Life 3 coming out.
Confirmed.
Half-Life 3 is coming out.
Fallout 3 remastered.
I think it'll be really weird. I don't, because they're in a different position where I want to see something new, but you don't want to feel like a god in the game because it's very easy to do that.
Yeah,
like you don't want to be an unstoppable force. Because I'm thinking that they'll do something beyond the suits. Like, you get some kind of
like
mecha.
Maybe. But I imagine that would be quite a vulnerable thing if they do that.
Yeah,
they'll make sure. They'll
runs
make
out
sure.
Fuel or something.
Yeah.
Like,
you can use it for this one thing.
Because you already seem like pretty much... Like, if you played the game right, in inverted commas, you got to be pretty much unstoppable.
You say that.
You had some... Like, you didn't... It's nothing troubled you massively.
Deathclaws. Always Deathclaws.
Yeah. You know they're mutated chameleons.
Wow.
Yeah.
I never want to cross a mutated chameleon.
For some reason I've been watching loads of videos on the lore of Fallout. Really rich and interesting.
Yeah.
It's so cool. I'm going to start playing it literally as soon as I can.
Yeah, you should. It's a very
interesting.
Like, all the stuff
lore
with vault experiments. Like, each vault had its specific...
I don't know how many vaults you can visit in the game.
This is what turns me off in the game. I really don't want any of that.
Really?
Yeah, I don't mind if it exists too much, but I don't like fantasy because of all that crappy shit side stuff.
That's
why I don't get Skyrim.
Fallout isn't fantasy. Just...
No, but you know what I mean. Beyond the trappings of it, I don't want a million different little side quests and everyone's got their little things. I just want a cool.
You shouldn't be playing Bethesda Open World games.
Yeah, well, I guess not.
But that's literally...
I'll just stick to Wolfenstein and that'll do me. I don't know.
Regardless,
this game is going to do super well.
Yeah, of course it is.
Yeah. Essentially, I'm going to abandon playing Mass Effect for the meantime and I'm just going to start playing...
Wait, have you made any progress in Mass Effect since we last spoke?
No!
But you've got two already.
Yeah.
Just jump into that.
Yeah, I would totally jump into that.
If the first one's too much of a struggle, just get straight to the second.
It really doesn't impede your judgment,
though,
on anything.
The second one is such a good game.
Does it give you an option to choose on the second one?
What, like your back?
You can on Xbox. You can purchase the little comic book.
But like, can you make?
So you can make choices.
Oh, okay, because on when I started The Witcher 3, it was like asking me if I'd played The Witcher 2 and what decisions I made, and I decided to just skip that part. And like, just made the decisions for me. But I don't know. I seem to remember on Mass Effect 2, it could be. It was an option that said you could choose, or you could say
you can choose the pre. I think you can choose the pre-select backstory.
Essentially, yeah. The best way to do it would be.
It's not like it's randomly.
No, I mean, I can't remember how in detail the choices are, but you could just choose one of two people that you dislike the most from the first game.
Who died?
I let this person die.
Go away.
But yeah, I'm with James. You should definitely if. You could definitely just breathe.
I think the best thing about the second and the third one is you can just appreciate the gameplay. The gameplay of the first one is so shit. You could play the second one as a shooting gallery and just enjoy it that way.
I need to delete Mass Effect 1 to install Mass Effect 3 in my PS3. Yeah.
The third one's a great game. Really good game.
See, I really need to play it just so I can pass judgment.
I like it a lot.
Yeah. Mass Effect's just great. I'm looking forward to a next-gen Mass Effect. But obviously, without knowing what happened in the first one...
Do you think
they'll
show that E3? They must do.
They might tease it, but I don't think they'll get to show anything concrete.
Some alien boobies.
It's
sex.
EA, isn't it?
Yeah.
That owns Mass Effect.
What? Yeah.
And BioWare.
BioWare and they a pair.
But BioWare just released Dragon Age. I mean, Inquisition didn't come out that long ago.
But they've got multiple teams working on.
Yeah.
It's like the Bethesda thing. We don't know how long they've been working on Fallout, this new Fallout.
Arkane have got to be working on Dishonored for at least a year.
Better be. Otherwise, they're just sitting around.
Yeah, I bought Dishonored when I was
It's not like they're
going to
do DLC for other games or anything like that.
There's got to be something in the pipeline.
So that they've kept that secret, but then EA are a bit more like, yeah, you know what we're working on. We'll show you some developer diaries and shit.
I mean, they say they kept that secret. People were hypothesising that.
But no one knew that this side of Bethesda was working on this game.
I suppose.
If they did, they were in risk of getting sued about it.
But in some respect, there's never any surprise in any of this stuff anymore, because there's always someone that knows a little.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I'm not being funny,
go ahead.
I'm going to lay down a bet now that if they're holding a conference, they obviously announced Fallout already.
Yeah.
They'll be Dishonored.
Yeah.
And there'll probably be something new.
Does Bethesda have?
I think it was within two.
Yeah, that's definitely going to get announced.
You think?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I have no feelings towards it, because I never played the first one.
I don't think anyone did.
I don't know. I reckon it's got a fairly substantial following. Serious horror game fans, of which I
announced they've picked up Silent Hills.
Guillermo del Toro has a job.
Pops up on stage like, yay, I brought Norman Reedus.
Hideo Kojima's just like, I've got some crazy plot to you guys.
By the way, I'm doing the next Fallout.
Oh God, no!
Norman Reedus is the villain in the next Fallout game.
What a card! No, I don't want that. I definitely do not want that.
Snake is an optional skin for your character.
Oh dear. Anyway.
Whoa!
Moving swiftly on. Did you guys see... do you know about the Metro games?
Yeah.
It's in Metro Last Light.
Yeah, stuff like that.
I've never played one of them.
I played Metro 2033 and it was very shonky and tough to play.
I've still got them on my PS Plus thing. I've never played them.
Well, I read the book that it was based
on. Oh, right, fair enough. Okay.
It was equally shonky. but quite good. And they remade...
They did the first one.
It was Metro 23 Redux and Metro Last Light. And what they've done recently is released both of them as demos on PlayStation and Xbox stores, mm-hmm. where the demo is a third of the game.
So it's a significant portion of the game.
Yeah. And I was just wondering, do you reckon more games will follow suit? because I remember back in the day playing PlayStation 1 demos, like I play Spyro the Dragon, and that was like a, I mean, it's not a third of the game, but it's a hefty portion of yeah. what you could play, and there's no time limit on it like there used to be on later PS2 demos and PS3. It might be something that developers follow suit from. And also, if you downloaded the demo and you played up to the point where you could finish and you're like, you know what, I want to purchase the game, yeah. you bought it digitally, you could just carry on from where you got to.
Do you want to make a point?
Nope.
Okay. first point, yeah, it definitely ties it into, like you just said, the digital thing. It's to make people buy the digital copy. Because the publishers, developers, well, the publishers more than the developers are going to segue now into you buy the game digitally, you don't trade it in. There's nothing to trade in.
Yeah.
We get all the money.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
The only thing stopping me from buying digitally is just the price.
I definitely...
Yeah.
It can be, but not all the time.
Sometimes it does.
I say hard drive space is a much bigger issue.
That's true. Price.
Yeah.
That is very true. But
yeah, well, we're talking about consoles. That's the big issue.
Yeah.
When it comes to PC, it's not an issue.
Yeah.
I've only ever bought one game physically. So,
bought for PC?
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
but, like, I mean, since getting my PS4 at Christmas, I own 3 games physically.
Yeah.
But a lot more digitally. Because... The reason I didn't know on PS3 was because it took so long to download.
Yeah, that was a factor.
All the ones you have digitally, are they all next-gen titles, or are they previous titles that have been added to the next generation?
Are they smaller than 5 gigs?
Some of them. So I've got Ground Zeroes, which was...
Probably
about 7 gigs, I guess.
Yeah.
And that was a PS4 title, but it was also PS3 and Xbox 360. Yeah. But I got the reissue of Tomb Raider, which was like remastered for PS4 and stuff. So, but yeah,
and that was like a big gig.
Yeah.
Was it like at least 30?
I couldn't tell
you. It was a big gig.
It was probably close to that. And The Last of Us Remastered, which came on my PS4.
Yeah.
So I haven't bought any titles outright. But that is purely because of the cost. Like, I do enjoy having the physical copies in some way, but it's not the same as when I buy music or books or films.
That's the thing. I think I would buy digital games and stuff like that if I fully trusted that system. There's something about me where I kind of like, just having the thing, you're kind of like, I have it.
It
exists.
Yeah.
It is
nice. I mean, I wouldn't have bought The Witcher on digital. Probably because when I bought the physical copy, I got a map with it, I got a manual, I got the soundtrack, all these kind of things. Some of the things that are included in that I will never use, but the fact they're in there is just nice. Yeah. There's the aesthetic value of it.
No, when you showed me all that stuff, I was kind of like, it's so cool that a game company is still doing that. And still
Came with a little note saying thank you for buying your game.
Like, here's a reason to get the hard copy of it and to have it like in your house. It's really, really cool touch.
But, yeah, I
don't think the price is as much as a barrier. I mean, I can only speak from a PlayStation point of view now, because I don't own an Xbox One, but I don't think pricing is that big an issue. A lot of the time it's cheaper. I mean, yes, you've got to factor in that you can't trade the game in.
Okay? Yeah.
So if you're one of those people that does that, it's more expensive.
More often than not.
But when you factor in that, like, A, for us, we can get discount on PlayStation points or PlayStation PSN points, actually everything is, at least in my view, 15% cheaper than the market price.
That's true. And also,
and most people can do that anyway, so...
Whenever I trade a game in, 90% of the time there's a point where I sit in front of the console and I'm thinking I wish I had that game still.
Yeah. Okay, there's
been so many times, I mean, I've re-bought games that I've originally traded in. I mean, we said this last week with Mass Effect. Sons of Liberty as well. Metal Gear Solid 2. When I first bought that, I played it and I just thought, this isn't for me. And then something just clicked in my head and I was like, I want to play that again.
Yeah.
And I bought it and I loved it. And there's... I don't know, I think I just have a very stupid attention span, which results in me trading in very quickly and then rebuying them.
But I do like the whole idea of digital being there. Like if I play it and I complete it, I can just delete it and it's still there.
I completely see the advantage of it. Like,
yeah.
But at the same, yeah, there's just something about me where I'm so attached to.
Yeah, the aesthetic value of just owning a physical thing is. Still
sure, at the same time, there's times where I kind of look at like the rack of games I have.
I was about to say, my rack of games now is like significantly smaller than it ever was, and because I've got racks of other shit that you can't necessarily get the same like books. Yes. Like you can, but why would I? I want the book. I don't want the digital file.
At the same time, it's really hard to judge because you have people that say.
Right now, there's so many options for different people. You can have what you want.
Yeah, but I mean, imagine if you invite someone over to your flat or your house for dinner or just a hangout.
Yeah.
The idea of them just walking into your place, walking into your living room, and there's a bookcase. And on there is films, and there's books, and there's CDs, and there's records, and there's games. Yeah. And they can look at it, and they can kind of pick apart your personality and they can be like, oh yeah, I really like this book or game or film as well. Whereas in digital, no one's going to be like, oh, pick up your Kindle and
have a scroll from your tablet.
Exactly. No one's going to do that. And I think that's the thing that everyone latches onto. Mm. But at the same time, with games, it is quite nice to have so many things to play and I don't even have to get up to change them over. I mean, you were saying this with, what were you watching again?
Oh, Mad Men.
Yeah,
like it got to the stage where I had the DVD box set, I had the Xbox, and I had the PlayStation. So, remote control, turn off, turn on, switch over the channel, they hooked in on different HDMI slots, didn't have to get up. 6 hours later, all good. and then I got a third player, and then you can do 9 hours straight.
Wait, what was the third player?
Well, a PS4.
You're limited by the amount of HDMI ports you have.
I could probably do the PC as well, so you have 12 hours. But I obviously.
Or you could just watch it on American Netflix.
Yeah, I could do that. But I can't be asked. It's a lot easier to just put the discs in and do that.
Yeah.
The disc thing is what actually stresses me out now. I would prefer all the games to be on the hard drive and I don't have to change the disc over.
That would be nice. It would be nice.
I don't care about what's on my shelf, to be honest, because like I don't think
I can
appreciate what you're saying, but I just don't think video games represent who I am at all. But films do.
I definitely agree because obviously, neither of you guys do your. I can tell that you're both kind of interested, but not the same way. But like, I obviously collect records.
Yeah.
And it's nice to have those because it's like a physical thing, and the artwork is much larger and it's more bespoke almost. But yeah, I feel the same. Like with video games, I literally don't care. Whichever's the cheapest and quickest way of getting it to me.
Can have what you want. And to be honest, there's nothing stopping you just printing out box art and doing it yourself. Are you really that desperate?
Oh, I've tried that and it doesn't.
Oh, okay, fine.
I remember when Woolworths still existed, buying a film from there.
What's that? Something your man? What's the fuck? That
place where I went to get pick and mix as a 12-year-old.
Yeah, for free.
Yes. and trade Pokemon cards back in the day.
You say that, I remember trading Premier League football sticker cards at
McDonald's.
Oh
my god, you're even older than I am!
With a really fucking creepy guy who's like, I've got David Beckham, but I'm going to need 5 stickers for that. And I was like, who the fuck are you?
Why am I here?
Mom! Help me, I was just trying to see the Phantom Menace.
Steven Gerrard. Run away.
What were we talking about?
What you got on your shelves?
Woolworths. So I bought a DVD from there that came cheap because it didn't have its original box.
Okay.
And then I printed it off the cover and it didn't look very good. And that's the end of my story.
but like what you say about having bespoke stuff, I find like I'm doing this weird thing now where I read comics, but I read them like out of date, buy the collector edition, and then you know what, after a while I'm like, I'll buy the omnibus. And it's on my shelf.
Oh, really?
Also, you can sell the omnibus for a bit when it goes out of print. Yeah. But a lot of the time I'll do that, and my bookshelf is now full, so I've got to the point where I'm selling or getting rid of stuff that I just don't need, I will never read again. Mm. Even though I liked it at the time, I'm just like, I'm never going to read Wanted again. I really enjoyed it the first time, but I'm never going to read it again. But I think,
why would you when you can
video
just
games
the movie?
Even more magnified. Am I ever going to play Fallout 3 again once I finish it? No.
Yeah.
My, if I ever do, it will be on my Steam account for £3 or a quid or whatever.
Yeah. But, well, I mean, the...
I don't see I ever will. Like, it's too big. It's too big a game.
I mean, going back to where the source of this conversation, I think I can remember.
What was the source of this conversation?
I think it was extended demos.
Extended demos.
Yes, I was
you could already, they've already done that with like PlayStation Plus for like the last 3 or 4 years.
I was going to bring this up. Was Ground Zeroes a demo?
It was a presentation of what the game will be like. So you could play the gameplay of the game with virtually no story.
But in a separate kind of...
You could definitely compare it to the Sons of Liberty demo. The tanker. Because
you never had to pay for that outright.
No, you didn't. But you still got the same experience.
Unless you just bought a set of Enders for it.
you could totally play it for as long as you wanted. You could do all the side stuff you wanted. And it would still be a great taster of the game.
But it was a taster of a game that was going to come out eventually.
Right.
Which I still think...
I honestly think if you... When the new game comes out, I think there will be the cutscenes of Ground Zeroes in it.
Yeah, that is awesome.
Maybe the last few cutscenes.
Yeah, the last, the beginning of it.
Yeah, skeleton man.
Shit, like
some boobs.
But that's it. To understand the story, you need to have played the last three anyway. So
I still don't ever understand the story.
Story's meant to be like incomprehensible. That's kind of like the point.
It's one of those properties I find completely impenetrable. As an outsider, I love it, but I can totally see it.
It's impenetrable.
Could you identify what you love about it? Because I don't think I could. Because there are so many flaws
I like the aesthetic and the design of everything in it. I like a lot of the characters. There's things that piss me off about it. Like, I think sometimes it's too crazy.
Yeah. It's
which is why I responded so well to Ground Zeroes, because it wasn't crazy.
Yeah, it was just like a 70s spy game.
Yeah, exactly.
I remember the first moment I had with Metal Gear Solid was a PS1 demo. And it was essentially get to the lift.
That demo was awesome. It was a great game to play.
Yeah, it was great. And then the second was the Sons of Liberty demo. And then from that, I was like, I'm going to buy the full game.
Mm.
And for some reason, I hated that. I was like, this guy's a vampire. Why is he a vampire? I don't like this. Get rid of the game. And then I bought it again. And I loved it. And then I think Snake Eater was the point where I was convinced that this was a good franchise.
Yeah.
But there's no real explanation for it, because it's a great espionage game, like a stealth game, but at the same time, it's just batshit crazy. There's all this perversion with all the gratuitous cleavage shots, and some guy's a vampire, and then this other guy's got mummy issues, and he fucks his stepmom while his sister drowns, and...
I bet if you laid down on a piece of paper what you liked about the game, none of it came to the story.
No, none of it.
The gameplay is fantastic.
Yeah.
It always has been really good.
I don't care about
Arsenal the characters, there's bits of the story I like, but it's not to do with what the characters do.
Yeah.
It's the overall story of like the Millennium Pact and all this kind of shit that was really cool. The conspiracy.
The Philosopher's Legacy.
Yeah, but that was cool.
But,
the Philosopher's Stone!
Harry! Metal Gear Solid of the Philosopher's
Stone. But it was like...
snaps his neck. Oh,
man. Hermione, no! No, Ron, stop him!
But it's one of those things that what the story hints at is the best thing and not what it actually does.
Yeah.
Mm.
But I definitely agree. Like, I have no idea what the story is, so I don't give a shit what the story is. I just enjoy it. It's
almost the opposite of Fallout, where you just don't get involved in it.
Yeah, I suppose it is.
Do you think they'll actually do a presentation for Phantom Pain at E3? Now that Kojima's kind of like,
I don't know.
I really don't think there's going to be anything.
I don't expect
Kojima up on stage presenting it or anything like that.
I don't know if I said this on the podcast, but I definitely said it to you. I really don't think it's coming out 1st September.
Yeah, I said the same thing, yeah.
It's definitely not coming out.
No, actually no, I said the opposite. I said it will definitely come out September. but it will be a broken, buggy piece of shit.
That's a good point.
The multiplayer will not work because they won't have had anyone there to patch it because it will be laid off.
Yeah.
And, you know, by Christmas it might work.
Yeah. So essentially,
it's going to come
out. We all agree it won't be ready by September.
Yeah.
It's a case of when we actually release it.
Or... if they've already said to all those people, and because Kojima's going, I assume all his staff are going as well, and they've already kind of said their marching orders, who the fuck is going to finish that game on time?
Mm. Mm.
Would you finish your job if someone said to you you were going to get fired?
No. I'm not going to work my job even if someone said I wasn't going to get fired.
I've never finished my job.
But it's like we said before, even though Kojima's gone and with him probably a handful of people, it's a step in the right direction. Like, Kojima laid out the groundworks.
Yeah.
And, like, he started what has become one of the biggest franchises in gaming history. But this, well, yeah, we say inverted quotes.
Yeah, inverted quotes.
He's definitely past it.
Is it a George Lucas situation?
No, it's nowhere close to that, but I think he needs to do something new that's not Metal Gear.
Yeah, he's become so involved.
You just want him to move on and do something.
Yeah. I just want someone to take the Metal Gear Solid franchise and be like, here's what we're good at, here's what I'm good at. Let's just scrap all that. All the philosophical crap and scrap all the stuff that doesn't make sense and just make a really solid...
Best case scenario, this game comes out and it's a great game. Which I think it will be a good game. I don't know if it'll be great, but it's a good game.
It'll be solid.
It's a really good game. Then it's a good...
Take no fucking spikes in there.
I suspect it'll be a really good game. It'll be great. In a way. Like, I'm not expecting a revolution or anything, but it'll be a really solid Metal Gear game. And then Kojima's gone... 2-3 years down the line, we get an announcement that they're going to reboot it, and then 5 years down the line, we get a reboot with no Kojima.
Yeah.
And this.
Jeez, where do you think that would go, though?
Shadow Moses, straight away. Mm. Just reboot the whole thing, start again.
Yeah.
You have to. Well, what else would you do?
I don't know, actually.
Or you just let it die.
That's not going to happen.
No, part of me thinks it should die. It really should die.
But I can say that about a lot of franchises.
Oh, yeah. Assassin's Creed should have died long ago. But it's not going to happen. Like,
yeah, no, they're making a remake of Point Break.
Yeah. Why are they remaking things?
Following up the Poltergeist remake.
Oh, I saw that. Did I tell you I saw that?
Oh, yeah. You went to see that with your house.
How was it?
Oh, God, that film was... Yeah. It was so bad you couldn't even make fun of it.
Oh wow. It wasn't even like Samurai Cop.
Yeah. No. Like, the weird thing was, the last third of it, they tried to be funny, and then at the end, it came up with, it was produced by Sam Raimi.
Mm.
And I was like... What? I was like, okay, I now it kind of explains what you're going through. You're going through an Evil Dead vibe, but you're just not talented enough to do that.
So it was... It wasn't serious?
No. There was a bit in it. I was like, this is laugh out funny, but not funny. Well, if you know what I mean? People going for the funny.
The trailer made me laugh my ass off. Like, there was two bits of trailers.
Okay, I've seen one trailer that was supposed to be, I think was supposed to be scary.
Well, I think it had these bits that were clearly supposed to be scary, like the bits with the clown.
The clown's in it for
like
3 seconds.
They had a bit where the clown's nose is going between like someone's legs. And they're kind of like, oh, it's the clown.
The clown's in it for like 20 seconds.
But then the trailer ended with like a kid going, there's something wrong, mommy. And, like, gets pulled up the stairs by, like, some invisible rope.
I don't think that was in the film.
Probably not. It was probably just a trailer shot.
Or if it was in the film, it was, like, reverse shot.
But
I think...
The kid just ragdolls so hard. Yeah. Because it just looks like it goes...
No, it was real bad.
And also, Sam Rockwell, who's one of my favourite actors right now.
He's so shit.
I fucking love Sam Rockwell. But he, literally, his, like, thing, his line in the trailer was just, like, where they're talking to the girl once she's gone into the never or whatever it is. And it's kind of like... You need to come home, honey.
Sam Rockwell, I really like him as well, but he played a jackass in this. Like, he really played, like... Have you seen Iron Man 2?
Yeah.
Basically played that character, but unsuccessful.
Right.
So it's like, proper jackass. Like, really smart alecky, but you're kind of like, I just fucking hate you.
Yeah.
That kind of character.
Isn't he
dad
in it? Isn't he?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
But it was really dumb.
I think I had no knowledge of who Sam Rockwell was before I think that's seven psychopaths or something like that.
You've never seen him in Charlie's Angels?
I have seen Charlie's Angels, but I don't remember him in it.
He's a bad guy in that film.
The first one?
Yeah.
It has been a very long time to see. All I remember from that is the guy who rips out their hair and smells it. That's all I remember.
Oh, yeah, okay. He
was like Jaws or
a
rip off of Jaws.
I can't think of my earliest memory of Sam Rockwell.
Sam Rockwell is good, he is really good. He's
all I really know, Moon's brilliant.
Moon is brilliant.
Seven Psychopaths is the one I grew up with. Yeah. He's amazing in.
What else is he in? He's in a lot, but it's going to blank. Can't think of it now, but I'll come back to that. I thought he was actually okay in Iron Man 2.
He was good.
Unfortunate that he was kind of the same as Robert Downey Jr., so they kind of like,
unfortunate Iron Man 2 sucks so bad.
Iron Man 2 wasn't great.
Yeah, it's true. But he was funny in it, I thought.
Yeah, it was fine.
Yeah.
Little comedic relief or whatever.
Yeah.
Time that's Metal Gear Solid. I don't even know what tangent we're on now.
We went on to Metal Gear to Poltergeist somehow. I brought up remakes.
Yes, because we were talking about it being rebooted. Weren't we?
Yeah.
And then
Fallout 1.
Well, that was a bit of a debate while this countdown was starting.
Do you think this one will be called Fallout 4? I don't think
that's what he said in the
Fallout
trailer.
4 trailer. Yeah.
At the end of the trailer, it's Fallout 4.
But yeah, it was a debate whether it was just going to be Fallout and then tagline.
I don't know why it would do that though. Because if it was a tagline, then it would be like an Oshio.
If they wanted to reboot it, but
yeah, because who's going to buy a game? Say, bear in mind, there's a new generation of people playing. Who's going to pick up a fourth of a game that they've never even fucking heard of? This is a long time since the last one came out.
You say that though, but I picked up Fallout 3 not knowing anything about it until.
Well, I don't know shit about Fallout 2 or whatever, or Fallout Tactics or any of those kind of games.
I don't think a number impedes my judgment on whether I will like a game.
Yeah, but that's because we're connoisseurs. How do people walk into their local game shop and then go, like, fourth game? Am I going to understand the story?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, but all we do is. Video games.
Yeah, true. But I just think that, why wouldn't you call it something new?
Because I think they're thinking more about the fan
base. Far more people play games now than they ever did before.
That's true, but I think they're still very conscious of the fact that they got a massive fan base.
But they will know the name Fallout, though.
I will admit, I played FIFA 15.
Without playing
FIFA 40.
Without playing FIFA 98.
Can you imagine?
I think I followed it okay.
This guy, Cristiano Ronaldo, he seemed like a bit of a dickhead.
Seth Blatter is no longer.
FIFA 16. Ironically, it's got women in it now.
James, you are now asked to leave.
In FIFA 60, I'll laugh that there's a mode where halfway through the season, the president of the association has resigned.
That would be great.
We regret to inform you that
the World Cup will now be hosted in the United Kingdom. I so hope that happens. That'd be amazing.
You're bankrupt us even
further. Oh no! Why is a football tournament? Who gives a fuck?
I want to, in however many years' time, eight or how many, where it's like in Qatar. And it's like, you've got to get to the stadium. Drink 6 gallons of water. Walk past the homeless slave people.
How many homeless slave people attack your tour bus?
There's like a guy with no hands, like, I lost these building beams.
That'd be Football Manager 16 when you're just building.
You know, that's the start of Fallout 4 then. That's like, it starts in Dubai, it's not Boston.
Like zooms out, there's like some ruler.
This bankrupted our country.
Never changes.
Nobody knows.
Somewhere.
Yeah.
Seth Blatt is the voice of the radio.
I regret to inform you. I resign.
Oh dear.
Topical.
Yes.
For a change.
Football.
Yeah.
This is the first time we talked about football.
And it will be the last. Because none of us know anything about football.
Oh, shut up. I know plenty about football.
Alright, let's hear it. Oh. The last.
Well, I'm an Arsenal fan. Just want to open up,
The last time I saw. Nicolas Anelka was playing for Arsenal.
Fucking hell, that was like 15 years ago.
I told you.
That's all worth all of Chris's football references are 15 years ago.
Who else?
Thierry Henry just signed for Arsenal.
Dennis Bergkamp was still on the front lines.
David Beckham was still at Man United.
Lee Batty was still playing for
the Oh my god, Thierry, I'm going back away.
Okay. Hasselbank.
Wait, what happened to him? I mean, he must have retired.
I know, he probably should. I don't know.
don't hassle the bank.
Oh,
Hasselhoff.
Yeah, good, all right.
Oh, Hasselhoff needs to be a voice in Fallout.
Why?
Nothing sums up your chaos of the 1950s
if
era.
Anything.
Oh, God, this shit that the David Hasselhoff voice.
He voices dog meat.
Yeah.
He should be the next villain in Mad Max The Wasteland.
No, I told you it's Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga's not in the village. She's going to be a cop.
She'd be in the third or sixth one, whatever.
Yeah.
Because that's it would be the Tina Turner role.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Beyond Gaga Dome.
I mean, you've had...
Gaga Dome.
You've had the original... You've had the exact same actor for the first film. Who's the second one? Is it Lord Humongous in the second one?
Yeah, Humongous.
Yeah.
And... Yeah, Humongous was the guy with the mask. And then he had his henchman.
Was that how you described him?
And he had the henchman with the bit with the mohawk. I don't remember his name. I don't think he had a name.
Rictus.
Oh, yeah, get Rictus back. Like, have Rictus hold
you. I am not baby brother.
He's perfect in every way. He's like got a fucking spoiler sticking out of his head.
Speaking of spoilers.
Whoa!
We have a real problem with spoilers.
Yeah, we do. I'm waiting for the blowback where someone gives us a WhatsApp. You spoiled everything for me!
The only time we ever try and avoid spoilers is when one of us hasn't watched the thing.
Yeah, but let's be frank. I view this podcast as the best thing ever because it's unprofessional.
Yeah.
And it's... We don't give a fuck about who listens to it.
Because no one listens
to it. Yeah, exactly.
I guarantee...
If you spoil Game of Thrones to me, though, you're fucked.
I don't.
No. Okay.
No, you already said featured that. All I can see is these, I don't know, Meccano cities going up on credits. Despite the fact that we plugged it on that group, I'm pretty sure the two people listened to the episode and were like, you know what?
Fuck this, I haven't seen Mad Max yet. But that said, I don't think we spoiled Mad Max.
Didn't
we? Well, no, like we said, like little things, but it wasn't like OMG. Max got killed in the first scene.
All we spoiled was the fact that Max didn't get with Charlize Theron because Kevin wanted that to happen.
Yeah, we mainly just gushed over it. There's
so much to gush over that film. I hope the game is okay.
It won't be.
It probably won't be. Probably won't be, but I really hope it's.
It'll have like one good element, but I think everything else will fall. They'll definitely focus loads of attention because the guys have made Just Cause, isn't it?
Yeah, but they're making Just Cause 3 at the same time.
Just Cause 3 is going to be great.
Yeah, it probably will be actually.
In turn, on the level of Just Cause 2, where the voice acting was terrible, the story was terrible.
But again, it's not about the story.
Just Cause 1 with grappling hooks.
Yeah.
I saw a thing recently where it was a mod for GTA 5 where they had the Just Cause grappling hook.
Really?
Yeah. And then it just said there's no need for Just Cause 3 now.
Oh, Lord.
Really, is it?
all you do is dick around in it.
Is Just Cause 3 a multiplayer?
Because
Just Cause 2
did, yeah.
No, the new one that's coming out.
Oh, right, I know.
Was Just Cause 2 not?
Just Cause 2 didn't, but then they added it on PC.
And it's just a clusterfuck of insanity in.
Okay. Yeah, Just Cause 2 was just hilarious.
Yeah.
That was, I mean, going back to me saying about Fallout 3, I invested in it because I watched a video about it a week before, and I just looked at it, I was like, yeah, that sounds good.
I had the exact same thing with Skyrim.
Really?
Yeah, I just saw stuff about Skyrim, and I was like, this looks alright. And then
looks alright.
But I mean,
wasn't that invested, didn't know the universe at all, just bought the game.
Yeah.
And it was great.
And like Just Cause 2 was kind of the same. I remember buying the first Just Cause 2. I bought that on PlayStation 2 and
It was fun, but
I remember them boasting a massive world, but there was absolutely nothing in it.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah, Fallout has to be careful about.
They did all right with Fallout 3. I think it was.
Yeah, they could fuck it up.
They could. I reckon they'll do all right.
Yeah.
But I just think, going back to what we were saying, there's a market for those that want the game, but I think a lot of people would just look at it and be like, I've never seen this before.
Yeah.
I'll invest in it. Just Cause 3 for sure. I mean, who doesn't want to attach a soldier to a can of chewing gas with a grappling hook and then shoot it and see them fly up?
That was what, not a topic I was thinking about, but something's been fermenting in my mind the last 20 minutes.
Fermenting.
Very nicely.
Brewing.
Brewing, even better word. What got me more excited than the Fallout trailer was the Mad Max, because I saw gameplay from that. They actually spent 5 minutes explaining what was happening.
Oh, really?
Well, have you seen the game? Have you seen the trailer?
I've seen the trailer, but I haven't seen any explanation.
Your hard disk's almost full again.
Oh, fuck off.
Unfold your hard disk.
It's fine.
Delete all the porn on that.
there's too much damage.
But you know what I mean? Like, I think going forward, what we're talking about, the game, about having demos, I think demos is definitely a way to go forward than the long demos.
Yeah.
Because how do you promote games now when you have got a really fractured amount of different types of people who are interested in games now? Not just us who've been playing games
I think there are two ways of going about it. There's the first time we're talking about where you go back to the...
I mean, before you get started, how do you do Fallout? Because the game, the trailer showed no gameplay. It kind of showed a world.
You do the vault.
But the vault was shit, though. If I played the vault in the first game, I would never have played it again.
But imagine
someone new who hasn't played those games before just going and doing the vault for 3 hours or outside the vault for 3 hours. This game is shit.
Let's put it in perspective. I mean, this is going to mean nothing to Mike yet because I haven't played it, but this won't spoil anything, but... Do the vault, and you see the world, and you get to make it.
How much of a vault do you see in 3 hours? Or 4 hours, or whatever.
To be honest, a game like Fallout, it just doesn't benefit from a demo experience.
No, but what Mad Max benefited from, the trailer for Mad Max, actually kind of got me excited, but I could see it was some things I wasn't going to like. They showed you 4 or 5 minutes, and they didn't show you specific gameplay, but they showed you what the mechanics of the game were going to be like.
Mm.
They didn't show anything about the story, they just showed you the beginning of the story, like, you're a guy in the desert who got everything taken from him, you need to steal cars, you need to build a car.
Yeah.
Done. And they showed you kind of how you did that, and I thought it was a really good way of doing that. And the other trailers that have come out, like Batman, everyone knows what Batman is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Don't need to explain what Batman is.
No.
But, Fallout, how the fuck do you do that? How the fuck? Because this 2 minute trailer we saw today, imagine just looking through the eyes of someone who's never played Fallout before.
But I think.
I'd probably still be intrigued by it.
Yeah, I think.
Would you spend 40, 50 quid on it?
Yeah, because, I mean, the thing that drew me to Fallout 3 in the first place was not. It wasn't the gameplay.
How much did you pay for Fallout in the first game?
40 quid.
Wow, okay. Alright, I'll shut up then.
I bought on the day of release. I won't even explain to listeners because I'm their listeners. I bought on the day of release and I bought it for 40 quid.
You bought Fallout 3 on the day of release for 40 quid?
Because I saw the trailer, I was really.
And you never.
Never played it, never.
I mean, obviously, they had never been on PS3.
Before, never heard of Fallout.
Holy shit, okay. But I'm going to put it out on a limb, you're in a really small minority of people then.
I might be, but the thing was, I saw it and I was like, it's a open world game that is post-apocalyptic. It just looks cool. Those were the three things that drew me to it.
Oh, okay.
I will shut up. Before that, the only thing I played was Oblivion. I mean, bearing in mind that it's by the same developer. But it's a completely different game. And I went out on a limb. And it was worth it.
Okay.
It's a very niche kind of way of thinking, because a lot of people
would. I did not get. I would not have invested in that game if I hadn't seen significant portions of it beforehand.
I mean, going back, Bioshock, I probably had even less knowledge about and I invested in.
Bioshock's like a first-person shooter, a campaign you can breeze through in 12 hours, and it's story-based, but, like...
Yeah.
Fallout's a different game entirely.
I don't know, when I first got my Xbox 360 and I was opened up to this whole new world of different games I could play, it was the case of just walking into a game and just kind of looking at what was going on that week and being like, that looks good, I'll buy it. I guess it helps when you have disposable income that you don't have to think about.
I would never drop 40 quid on a game.
I don't know, I think I just had a lot of faith in it.
I couldn't imagine.
I maybe watched two or three videos about Fallout 3 and I just decided I'm like,
maybe we live in a different era now. I mean, like, I've probably got more disposable income now than
I've
ever had in my entire life.
I know I definitely would never pre-order games now.
I don't remember a time when I ever pre-ordered a game.
I used to do that. I would now.
God.
Apart from it will be a buggy mess when it comes out.
Yeah.
Well, that's the issue now. Like,
Fallout would be fucked when it comes out.
Oh yeah, for sure. But back in the day, it was like, you got a game on day one and it worked.
Yeah.
But now it's almost
let's be fair. There were some games I played that were like completely fucked and would never work because it couldn't.
Okay,
match them.
So let's say 75% of the games on day one worked. Now it's almost because the internet is right there. It's like developers and publishers can just be like, you know what, this is pretty damn good. We'll ship it, and then on day one we'll put a patch out.
Yeah, well, they did that with Witcher, didn't they?
Yeah, they did that with Witcher. But they've done that with loads of games.
Yeah, pretty much every game.
Day one patch is kind of part and parcel of what you get.
Oh, hello, Mr. Cat.
Who is it? Is it George or Riley?
Whichever the grey one is.
George.
Don't let him in.
Why not?
Because he won't. You'll open the door and then be like, oh, now you want me in, I won't come in.
He won't come in.
I bet you no pounds that cat won't come into this.
Wow, how many double negatives were in that sentence? I'll bet you no pounds that no cat will come in here.
I don't care.
Get in the door.
This is dead air right now. Mikey is trying to tempt a cat into this. Oh,
oh my god.
Well, I'm glad I bet no pounds.
This counts.
It definitely doesn't count.
Is that a neighbourhood cat then that just strolls around? Hey, you can't have my phone.
Also, I'm allergic to cats, so I'm going to be on the same page as you were.
Oh, I like cats. That's cool.
I'm not adverse to
cats.
You're
not going to be like me where I was like, oh, I can't breathe. Do you want some cider?
Don't need to rehab.
So he's going for it.
As long as I don't get the cat high, we're fine.
Yeah.
You know that fact? Cats never... Yeah, if you get a cat high, it never stops being high.
Oh, that's horrific.
What are you on about?
They just live
honestly, I swear to God, if a cat gets high when you're smoking weed, that fat will just last on it.
What? That can't be true.
Yeah, honestly, you can look it up. I don't know where you'd look it up.
But yeah, what? Who on earth blew weed into a cat's face?
I don't know, some irresponsible owner.
In the name of science.
Who the fuck did that? No one did it in the name of science. They just figured it out when they were getting high. And their cat just stayed blazed.
I don't know, I don't trust scientific data when the scientist is high.
Anyway, this is a pointless part of the podcast.
Really,
the cat's getting uninterested, and so...
Carry on, you can talk around the cat.
The cat loves Fallout. They need a cat Fallout. Fuck that dog.
What good was a cat being Fallout?
What good was the dog in Fallout?
I don't know, it just died and then...
But has there been dogs in Fallout?
Yeah, there was a dog in Fallout 3. You could, if you went to the... Get off my shirt, cat! You're going to get me allergic! Anyway.
Gosh, don't go under the thing.
It's stuck in the shelf now. That's fine.
Oh, we can't get down from there, can we? We can't now.
In Fallout 3.
Oh, yeah, I do remember the dog.
Yeah, if you go to a junkyard, you can run to the dog, but if you let it fight too many of your battles, it dies, and then you're on
your own. You could have that giant mutant guy as your friend as well.
Oh, what was he calling it? Lurch or something?
Lurch? Jesus.
What was he called? But you find him quite late in the story.
I didn't play it in any kind of order.
Did you finish the story, James?
No.
You never finished the story?
Was there an end to
the load times killed me. Yeah.
I've got a very short attention span. Very short. What are we talking about?
Fallout 3. Well, there's... Interestingly, there's an ending to the game, and then if you bought DLC...
I got the Game of the Year edition.
All right, mate. Steady on.
That was Claxons.
That was it. Thank you for that annotation. Yeah, if you bought the DLC, there was an extension. Because at the end of Fallout 3, it's kind of like...
Yeah, it's a suicide mission at the end, isn't it?
Yeah, essentially.
Well, they didn't call it that, but it's basically
what it is. Yeah.
I remember something about giant robots and shit.
I
haven't played it, but I watched my brother finish it.
Anyway.
Yeah.
If you get...
It's not about the story, it's about the journey.
Yeah.
Massive tangent jump. What are we on next?
I don't know.
What's going on? Where are we?
What would you guys like to see in the next Bioshock?
There won't be another Bioshock.
No, wait.
I correct that. There will be, but there won't be one done by Irrational. So it will probably just be back to Rapture.
It will be set in the ground.
Set in the ground.
With moles.
With moles.
I think there'll be another Bioshock game, but it won't be called Bioshock. Well, it will be called Bioshock, but it will be nothing to do with Infinite.
No.
Well, let's face it. They've done Under the Sea twice.
No, I think they'll go back to Rapture.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
I'm sick of Rapture.
Yeah, but it's not about what you want. It's about what the masses want, mate.
The masses are sick of Rapture.
Well, the thing is, we had Bioshock 2 did gangbusters, mate.
But we've had Bioshock 1.
And it hasn't been out. It's been like.
A long
five,
time.
5, 6 years?
We've had Bioshock 1, 2, and. Whatever the deal so. DL. The dock was called. Return to Rapture or whatever.
Yeah, it was real good.
I never played it since.
Okay, it was real good.
Yeah, Buried at Sea.
Yeah. Buried at Sea, yeah.
So I feel like that Rapture is done now. You can't do anything more with it. There were three games that tied into it. There was a book that did the whole history behind it, which I read. And there's Infinite.
Mm-hmm. You read Atlas Shrugged.
Yeah, I read Atlas Shrugged. But I also read the novelization of Bioshock.
Oh, did you? Okay. I haven't read that.
That's going to top of my thing. If you let it go, it's going to make a noise.
Yeah, well, fuck you.
Shut up.
Anyone can do that?
Anyone can see? stack up some cans
at this point.
But let's say there is another Bioshock. They've done Under the Sea, they've done in the clouds.
Under the Sea.
Now you'll be able to like have a jetpack and shit to keep up with the gameplay mechanics of the modern game. And you'll be able to like fucking fly and it'll be crazy.
And the villain's your dad, husband.
There's a lot of incest going on.
So much incest.
That's another franchise that needs to like die quietly. Why do another one? Why?
It's true, actually.
Why does anyone want another one? I don't need another one.
To be honest, I didn't need
one. I'm a massive fan of the first one and Infinite.
Yeah, no one was a big fan of the second one.
Well, I haven't finished it. I thought it was okay.
It was okay, but it wasn't necessary.
No. It was a DLC for the first one, really.
Yeah. It was the New Vegas of Bioshock.
Yeah. Well, I haven't played New Vegas, but yeah.
Neither have I, but just pretend.
Okay, alright. I agree with you and pretend.
We have to sound professional.
I'd love to know what Ken Levine's doing now.
New Vegas was shit.
Wanking off over his millions that he made. No,
I don't think he made that much money off of it, to be honest. And if he did, he'd probably plow it into his new studio.
No, he didn't.
What's that doing?
Well, I don't know. That's what I'm asking.
We don't know.
No, we still got memory. Apparently the podcast just stopped.
Oh.
So going back, we were saying...
What
Ken Levine's going to be doing. Which was...
Having a wank.
Into his money.
I don't think...
Probably a strangle wank.
A sexy wank?
Yes.
Ken Levine.
I know.
Why would you do that?
It's an awful man.
I think that's libelous.
No, sorry. Joe's alright.
But yeah. Maybe like Ether 1.
I haven't played it yet, but it's all my PS4.
Imagine like a first-person explorative game.
Explorative? Oh, dear.
Exploration game that's story-driven.
Yeah, I don't need him to. I don't need a game where you got
Kevin
a shotgun
does
and
pull.
Yeah, I don't need a game where you got a shotgun in one hand and you shoot lightning from the other. I think we're done with that.
I don't know. I like shooting lightning from my hand.
There's so many other
like
games
shotguns.
That do that for you.
And Palpatine and a shotgun is the best.
I got such a good new shotgun on Destiny. I'm so happy right now.
Oh yeah, you're the only one that plays Destiny.
Man, the shotgun I got was so good. Full auto.
Isn't that really a shotgun?
But I don't need any more games like that. I really just need him to tell me a good story now.
Yeah, I want something new. But that's not going to happen.
Yeah,
I hope you're ready for remakes.
I don't want another remake.
Really? Everyone loves remakes.
Remakes and remasters and sequels.
What? I'm trying to think of an IP that we could remake now. Crash Bandicoot 8. First thing that's on my mind.
No, platformers are dead in AAA states.
Okay, alright, fine. Well, there's already going to be a God of War remaster.
Is there?
Yeah,
well, there's going to be another new God of War game.
Yeah, sure. That'll be at E3, for sure.
I don't care.
Killzone 8.
Well, Uncharted is going to make
it. Uncharted?
Uncharted?
Uncharted! It's breaking 20th century London in the Cockney era.
Be Drake the Rapper.
Dive in the band now, yeah. I dive in an airplane, oh my god.
Tim G. Sullivan.
There'll be a new Gears of War for sure.
Well, they remastered
the first one. Is that confirmed?
Yep.
Yeah.
There's one of them ticked.
But not two and three, just the first one.
That's
right.
First one's the only one I haven't played, I think, apart from Judgment.
I played
Juggerman, because they misspelled it.
Juggerman. First and second one
is American.
Oh, okay.
Juggerman.
I've always liked Terminator Genesis, or whatever it is.
Vaginesis.
Yeah.
Vaginesis.
Oh my god, that film's going to be so bad.
Why would you reveal John Connor's a...
Yeah, why the fuck did they spoil the whole movie in the trailer?
You're fucking retards and you want people to see your film.
It's like I keep harping on about it, but Jurassic World.
Fuck Jurassic World, no one cares.
Yeah, no one cares, but why the fuck
did you see that? Did you see that article today? They want it to be as big as Avengers. It's like, fucking dream on, mate, dream on.
If Iron Man comes and kills the T-Rex,
yeah,
maybe.
If fucking Captain America comes in there and, like, one-punch KOs the T-Rex, all right, fair enough.
I would love
Thor
that.
Comes in there and shoots some raptors with some lightning.
Just skull crusher with his hand.
That Chris Pratt, bro. He's so dreamy. Am I right?
He might be so dreamy, but he's so in dreamy? A franchise that is ailing and has been for many years.
I really don't need that. That film looks so bad. I'll be really happy if it turns out good, but it looks really bad.
Weird thing is, one of
all
things
the good
where
positive vibes that we're getting off Star Wars, the opposite of the true of Jurassic Park.
The trailer for it actually sums up like my feeling towards it, where it's like, you just went and created another dinosaur, and they're like, yeah, it's like, they're dinosaurs, wow enough.
Yeah.
Well done! We just want dinosaurs.
Yeah.
They want crazy genetic. Yeah.
But they've shown me so much in the film, I don't want to see anymore. I don't need to see anymore. I've already watched it.
What is it with trailers and not being able to hold it back?
Star Wars did it perfectly, mate.
Yeah, but that's because Star Wars is hallowed ground. And J.J. Abrams knows what the fuck
Max,
he's doing.
Mad Max didn't really show an awful lot of story.
No, it was pure tone and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which but I only saw the trailer after I watched the film.
Percentage-wise, I want to say that it's probably...
Oh, God, yeah.
It's in the majority.
I knew what was
going to
happen in Age of Ultron way before I ever saw it.
No, you could guess. You could pretty much... I remember seeing a video where it was like all the trailers and TV spots for Age of Ultron
put
in order.
Yeah.
It was like, you shouldn't be able to guess the order
from
trailers. You should be able to place what scene comes where. It was, yeah.
The other one's interesting is Ant-Man, because I have no fucking clue what's going to happen in that.
No?
I can guess.
Yeah, but I can't.
I assume the mini train thing is going to be end of the film.
Yeah. Clearly it's a...
Or towards it.
Clearly an Iron Man thing where there's the evil inventor and stuff like that. They're going to fight in their suits.
I still can't picture what Paul Rudd as the Superman.
He looks awesome. That looks really good, actually. I can't wait for that movie.
I'm pretty excited for it. I think it'll be okay.
I'm not expecting Iron Man.
But I'm nonplussed. I imagine I'll go into it and I'll watch it and I'll be pleasantly surprised.
But that's all I'm thinking.
Or
is it every other film, like Jurassic Park, expects to be let down, Terminator expects to be let down?
Yeah.
Oh, Terminator looks so good.
Spectre, though.
Well, Star Wars and Spectre, I have quite high hopes
yeah. for. I almost get to the point where I can't control them. I'm like, oh.
It's still we've still got to go through another 6 months before we get
to. I don't want to see any trailers for those two films.
Star Wars will release one theatrical trailer probably in August or September.
It must be before Ant-Man. That is how they drum up that.
No, it's true. They're both Disney owned as well.
Yeah. When's Inside Out coming? Is that before
soon.
Or
this
after?
Soon. This month.
Is it this month?
Yeah.
I want to see that as well. That's alright.
Yeah, no,
apparently it's really great from early reviews.
But I want to say that they're going to try and keep as tight a lid on Star Wars as possible.
They won't say the story, but they will show some more for the film. We've already seen what Andy Serkis is doing. We know he's a bad guy. Or we know he sounds like a bad
Supreme
guy.
Supreme Leader Snoke.
Yeah, there's no way that guy's a good guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you're called Supreme Leader.
Most people don't like add that to the title unless they've got evil intentions.
Or do they?
Ooh. I don't know, I call myself Supreme Leader all the time.
But. Supreme Leader Grieber. Do some stock replenishment for me. Please.
I command you.
This isn't the stock you're looking for.
Where is the freezer you are?
Anyway, we're getting used to Terry now because these are work references that two of us will get.
Andy Serkis, he must be pissed off he's never actually in anything.
I don't know. I generally
expected him to be like.
Yeah, I really expected him to be.
And then obviously the pictures came up with him doing.
Looks sinister as fuck, dude.
Oh, yeah, it looks scary.
There's no way that was really when he was doing mocap, though.
No, he's really like pose for it. But
it looked sinister as fuck.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, he's obviously a brilliant actor. It's like,
yeah, oh, sure. There's
no
doubt.
Both in mocap
like,
and about.
Yeah.
You're like,
I mean. So what. I don't want to get into like too heavy Star Wars speculation, but he's the Emperor, and what's his name is Darth Vader.
Yeah, he'll be Emperor substitute.
Yeah, he won't be an Emperor, but he'll be.
He's a leader, though. He calls himself leader, so he has to be in charge of something.
Yeah, I can't remember. There's a new name for the Empire, isn't there?
The First Order.
Yeah, he'll be essentially the head of that.
He's going to be Satan, and then everyone else is his lackey.
Does he die in this? Then he's got to die. One of them has to die.
Kylo Ren is too set up to die in this.
I think Kylo Ren is going to get it.
You reckon?
I think someone's. One of them has to die.
I reckon it'll be.
One of them died in the first trilogy.
Yeah, exactly.
When will we say first trilogy?
Is it the original three films? So Darth Vader doesn't die in the first film. He continues and.
Someone's going to die in this film.
Oh, someone will die.
If no one dies in it, I'll be disappointed. But I think someone has to die on the bad sides. One of the original characters is going to get
R2-D2.
If not like, more.
The obvious
C-3PO gets fucking decapitated. in the first scene.
Yeah,
lightsaber
cuts his head off. Is going down in the first scene.
There is the thing where they're like, we were tempted to put his skeleton in a desert scene. And they're like, it's going to be a little thing.
Maybe if it's Jar Jar Binks.
I want Han Solo to go, we're home, and then someone to stab him with a lightsaber in the back immediately. Chewie just goes,
it's like Kung Fu where he gets sliced down the middle. You see his tongue like. But I think the obvious thing would be Luke, because it would be mirroring the Obi-Wan death scene.
I think Leia will get it. Because that has to give Han Solo some. Well, or Han gets it, and that gives Leia some.
I think one of them is the most likely to stay on.
No, really? I don't think so.
I reckon.
I really don't think Harrison Ford is going to want to do any more. I really don't see that.
Yeah,
whereas Carrie Fisher and Mark Hamill, I don't think they'll be okay with doing more. But I can't see him wanting to do.
But in terms of fan favourites,
they don't give a fuck about that now, mate. They got your money already, man.
Right, your money in the bank.
Charlie, they're coming.
What?
Oh shit! I broke your door.
You and your hip hop.
What you pay, what you need. I'm doing 50 Cent now, it's a different song.
Are you trying to do it in the club?
Yeah.
Sip sang, I'ma give you love.
Yeah, so come give me a hug. You should be using the word hug in like a rap song.
He's definitely using it as a euphemism.
Come give me a hug. What, like with his dick?
A sex hug.
Can I hug you with my dick?
Why she hugs his dick with hugs.
Ah, that makes more sense.
Or maybe if...
I thought he would wrap around her like an anaconda.
I'm 50 cent. You're so dirty. He knew that this pokey little podcast about games and movies could.
I've all gone to 50 cents cock.
It's bound to happen on episode 5. That's when it finally happened. How are you on the 5th episode? I swear we've been doing this for ages.
That's because, like, the first couple died or whatever they were.
Well, yeah.
The first one was a test. Yeah. The second one didn't record. We did, I think, one after that. Then the fourth one did record as well.
No, it was... First one was a test, then we recorded one. Second one didn't record, and then we've been going fine from then on.
But I thought we did The Rock.
Yeah, that was the one that didn't work.
Really?
Yeah.
But we did two in pubs. We did...
Yeah, we did Interstellar.
Which was the first one.
And then Birdman, which was the first
episode. Birdman did go out.
Yeah, that was the first episode. I'm sure the listener is...
You keeping track, buddy? You keeping track?
He's probably sharing us, like, Birdman was the first one. How do you not remember? I remember, I'm such a massive fan of this podcast.
And we'll send you a t-shirt. I don't know what of.
It should be a blank white t-shirt.
I'll send you one of my t-shirts.
I'm moving out, so I have to get rid of
Email me your address, and I'll send you a t-shirt.
You don't even have an email.
Fuck. Send it to swank@gmail.com.
Is it happening again? The start up disk is full. Well,
it's breaking down as fast as possible.
Let's face it. We're at an hour and three quarters. Do we have anything else to say?
No, I think I'm pretty good.
I'll talk more about 50 cents penis.
50 cents penis.
Yeah, oh, James, yeah. James, while you were gone, this went into strange new places.
Mm.
50 cents nether region.
Mainly. Yes, yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I think that's a perfect place to end up.
Yeah? Alright.
Actually, it's not. It's a terrible place to end up. Quick back for like 2 minutes and then it'll be alright.
Okay, so. Well, we can't go talk about Star Wars.
I've got in my mind is 50 cents dick.
Doesn't have 50 cents dick on their mind.
So, Metal Gear Solid we want to happen, but not with Hideo Kojima. Fallout 4 we want to happen, but not be like Fallout 3. Demos.
What I want Fallout 4 to be is not a Fallout game.
Demos want to be longer because Metro seems to have the right idea.
Yeah.
50 Cent, more of his dick.
Yep.
And we want a Kung Fu Fury 2.
Yes.
I want a full feature length Kung Fu.
Oh, I know. Really,
I want a series.
I think 30 minutes was good. I don't need
it. Either a full length Kung Fury or a TV series.
Yes.
Little half
a
hour.
Series would make more sense.
Yeah.
I really can't. I don't think I could watch it for an hour and a half. An hour is perfect.
Very good. I was going to say I want Samurai Cop 2. But it exists!
God, if Tommy was so.
And it's got Wiseau.
What's going to happen?
Did you guys watch the trailer for it?
No.
It's brilliant. I watched Kong Fury. I watched like 5 minutes of Kong Fury before I came over here. Yeah.
Wait, it's a bit cold. And I enjoyed it much more.
Fair enough. Okay, then.
Yeah, recommendations. Watch Kung Fury and Samurai Cop.
Yep, watch those. One.
Play Fallout 3, because it's cheap now.
Yeah, you can buy it for like £6.
£6 expensive,
mate. Yeah.
I think, essentially, we need to change the description of this podcast. Because before it was semi-drunk conversations had in the
Now it's just drunk conversation.
Now it's, drunk conversations had at home after watching a terrible movie.
Yes.
When was the last time I watched a good movie? Was it Birdman?
Mad Max,
yeah. Yeah, but we did it like a week after.
And we watched
We took ages to do it. That was the last podcast we did, wasn't it?
Mad Max. Yes.
Alright, guys.
We've done this. This is 6 days. This isn't even a week after the last one.
We're more productive than most podcasts.
Yeah.
But fuck you guys.
Yeah, but this will be, there'll be a massive gap between this one and the next one, probably.
Yes. Maybe. Maybe. Who knows? I don't know.
Who cares? No one.
Solo
no
show. Just Chris sitting there.
Yep.
Talking about topics.
Just trying to do impressions of you two to make it sound like there are other people in the room.
Oh, yeah. You can't do impressions of me. I'm one and only. alright, okay. We cool now.
Yeah, let's wrap it up. I'm hungry and I'm sick.
I'm hungry, I've got hay fever, and I'm drunk. And I just want to go home and...
sleep.
Sleep and...
I'm going to go wank.
Right. Bye!